You're listening to SBS News.
For 13 years, Earth Hour has brought people from all corners of the world together as millions switch off their lights to show a united commitment in protecting the planet. It is generally a time for Australians to gather in candlelight as more than 250 community-led events mark the hour on the last Saturday of every March. But Jasmine Ledger from environment group WWF Australia, the campaign coordinator of Earth Hour, says their 14th year will be a little different.
So this year we're taking Earth Hour completely digital with Earth Hour Live. So from 8:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time on earthhour.org.au, we'll be streaming a really exciting lineup of Aussie artists, musicians, comedians as well. Right to you from the comfort of your couch.
The move comes in light of the coronavirus pandemic, which has seen strict social distancing restrictions, including a 4 square meter per person rule and the closure of many non-essential businesses. And while all Australians adapt to lifestyle changes in a bid to help curb the growing rate of COVID-19 cases, singer Bobby Alou has put his hand up to shed some positive light as part of Earth Hour's live stream.
Amazing how many people are sort of really looking forward to kind of sitting around in their lounge room listening to some music. You know, it's something that we've never done together, like, in the world. It's just bizarre. Speaking to my dad, who's, you know, he said that he's never had anything like this happen in his lifetime. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Fellow musical artists performing on Saturday night from their homes include Jack River, Polish Club and Alice Sky, including additional performances from comedians and musicians, as well as live crosses to the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Sydney Opera House as they switch off. Bobby Alou says Earth Hour is a reminder for people to take a moment and reflect on the environment.
It's really important to sort of, you know, amongst whatever's going on, to have a little thought about what's happening to the planet sort of in the back of your mind.
Leaders in environmental change say the world's biodiversity is quickly vanishing due to the impacts of climate change. Gareth Redmond-King, who is the head of climate change at WWF UK, was live-streamed this week on the Earth Hour's Facebook page, saying we need to meet the 2016 Paris Agreement and reduce global greenhouse gas emissions.
Here on this planet, we have for about 12,000 years as modern humans, we've lived on this planet and the temperature has only ever gone up or down within plus or minus 1 degree centigrade. And yet, over the last 100 years, that temperature has gone up by more than 1 degree. And that's because of things that we're doing. It's because of the greenhouse gases that we're releasing when we burn fossil fuels, when we burn coal and oil and gas.
He's urging governments around the world to look towards renewable energy, like solar panels, to help slow down the impacts of climate change.
Renewables are obviously they're the answer to fossil fuels. We can go from stuff that we dig up and burn that releases all these gases that are causing all this harm to clean energy.
And as confirmed cases of COVID-19 rise around the world, Jasmine Ledger says now more than ever before, Earth Hour is vitally important.
Earth Hour has always been about nature, but it's about people too. And we wanted to do whatever we could this year to harness the movement as a way to help people connect when we're all feeling a little more distant than usual.
But still, Miss Ledger says she's expecting the usual commitment from iconic Australian landmarks to dim their lights this weekend in a symbolic show of support for the environment.
The Harbour Bridge in Sydney, as well as the Sydney Opera House. We've also got the Melbourne Star Observation Wheel, as well as the Observation Wheel in Brisbane. In every state, you'll find a landmark that's switching off this year.
And with the initiative being a global one, Miss Ledger says we can expect major international monuments at 8:30 p.m. local time to follow Australia and New Zealand's lead.
The Eiffel Tower, the Pantheon Temple in Greece, Victoria Harbour in Hong Kong, the Houses of Parliament in London, every iconic landmark that you can think of tends to switch off for Earth Hour every year.
The live stream this Saturday can also be found on WWF Australia's Instagram, YouTube and Facebook pages. Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.